G'day, g'day. Welcome along to the podcast for the Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb here on the Listener app. Joel, the producer, is here along with myself, Lee T, the anchor. And it's great to have the four of us here in the room after a very busy show today, which included chat about food combos. And there is nothing more our show than being able to talk about food in general.
As the non-foodie in this room, non-foodie. I love to eat, don't get me wrong. But
you tucked into my cookies today, you know what I mean?
I couldn't give a shit what you put in front of me, essentially. I'm basically that guts that's just like, tonight's dinner is cheese on toast. Great, let's get into it.
But you three.
Oh, we love it.
Oh, someone brings up, I just went to the most lovely pasta. Oh, God, where did you go? Tell me everything about it. That is the most gorgeous orecchiette pasta I've ever seen. My goodness.
Wow.
A little pappardelle slow and gooey.
Now, hang on. Are you home making your pappardelle and your orecchiette?
Oh, God,
we
it's begun.
Roll it out.
See what I mean?
Yes.
It just goes.
Yeah, it does go. And speaking of, Pizzacca, right? So that's my favourite. That's my favourite restaurant.
Are you on a deal with them yet?
I'm not. And I'm sort of waiting for a bit of a sponsorship deal with them since we just brought them up.
I feel like no.
Yeah.
But they're special out at the moment. Listen to this. Pappardelle with creamy white wine sauce loaded with pancetta, peas and spinach. Look at that.
The peas and the spinach didn't need the accent.
Why don't you name one of your seven dogs pappardelle pasta? The amount of times I've heard you say pappardelle.
Maybe.
I just commented on it. Dear God, why do you do this to me?
maybe the first kid
you know
that
what? It tastes and looks a lot better than palmy with rice. And we'll speak about that a little bit later in the podcast.
There's more that I think of it, the more I'm not absolutely hating it. Like, I still want chips.
Just give me the chips.
Yeah, I agree, but I can understand.
Nah, I don't think I understand it. Sorry.
Okay. Fair enough. Mm.
Now, tomato sugo with rice, no.
Mm.
Maybe some hoisin.
It's like a creamy coconut rice, you know, lots of butter.
That's better.
Some Hong Kong.
Yeah, God, now I've joined
Hong Kong barbecue. If it's a saffron rice, then it's fine, Joel. Exactly right.
Exactly. Get the chopsticks out.
Choy.
Bok choy. We also have a bit of wine for a wine. We return to a bit of whining after a very busy school holiday period and people just need to vent. And also, Embers has finally figured out something that his daughter Embers has finally figured out that there is something that he is alike with his youngest daughter, which we'll get into in just a moment.
Pointy pineapples.
Street smarts.
Pointy pineapples.
Here's your show.
From Roebuck Bay to the Roe Highway, got my ice mocha from Dome Cafe, the super pizza Florian in a Loo Wanneroo, and Esperance too, across Albany and the Gloucester Tree, with Katie Lamb and Andrew Embley. From the greatest city in the world, it's time for Triple M's Rush Hour with Andrew Embley and Katie Lamb. Tab Touch. Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. Chances are you're about to lose.
And I'm very happy that we're bringing this back.
Complain the best.
And we'll give you some grog.
Triple M Rush Hour's wine for a wine.
Embers, remember we did this? I think I was so new to the team and we kicked off wine for a wine where you can give us a call right now on 133353. Have a good old-fashioned whinge and you can win a bottle of wine.
A whinge on a Wednesday?
Yeah.
How good's that?
Yes.
People would just call up and they would just have a good old-fashioned wine and for that they got a bottle of wine. And right now, Katie,
yes.
I think there's a few parents out there that would love to have a wine and a whinge at the same time because school holidays, we're at the back end right now and I think there's a few parents out there that are going, you know what, is it Monday yet?
Well, fair to say, school holidays, what, 2 weeks they get off, the
two
kids?
Weeks,
and that's
yes.
a lot of weeks, really, as yeah. parents to have to come up with activities for
the kids. And to do.
Luckily, there's lots going on around Perth. But 133353, are you just at your wit's end at the moment? Because there is light at the end of the tunnel. School holidays are almost over, but you've still got like a few days left. No offense.
All those teachers out there that are having a really good break, I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah.
Because on Monday, all the kids are coming flushing back to you.
Coming in hot.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you want to have a little wine for a wine right now?
I mean, I love my kids and they're always fun, but you need to obviously plan, as you know. Well, I took the kids to the driving range yesterday and Lux, so my middle child, and he's a really talented kid, Lux. Like, plays football really well. He skates well, does lots of cool things. But golf is a game that people just don't pick it up straight away. Like, you need that hand-eye coordination.
100%.
And he was really struggling to hit the ball. And he was getting so frustrated yesterday.
Yes.
But the thing was, right, he gets so frustrated and he had this big whinge to me. And I'd say, mate, well, just have a think about your next shot, right, rather than actually doing the same thing, because you're doing the same thing, you're making the same mistake. Why don't you actually just sit back, take a big breath, relax, and go and hit the ball again. And then he'd come and hit the same shot and he'd just go nuts, you know. And I'm just, and I'm just thinking, oh, jeez.
Lord help me.
Lux, like, it's okay. Just go and do a putt, or let me get the football out of the car. We'll kick that together. You know, like, it's no. He wanted to be really good at golf, but he's never done it before. Like, be patient.
I know, but being patient—you can't tell a kid be patient. I was Lux. I feel.
Or Lux is me. Are you happy you got that off your chest there?
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know what? Do I get a bottle of wine for that?
Yeah, you do. 100%. Bottle of wine, all yours. There you go.
Good on you, Leachy.
133353. Wine for a wine, especially with the school holidays on. Just let it out.
Let it all out. We're here to listen.
Complain the best, and we'll give you some grog. Triple M Rush Hour's Wine for a Wine.
Let's kick things off. Claire's from Rolling Stone. G'day, Claire.
G'day, how you going?
Hello, Claire. We're going well, but how are you going, Claire? How are you holding up in the school holidays?
Well, yeah. So in the school holidays, my mum decided to kick me out of home, which I was only there for an interim space of time anyway in between rentals. But, I just couldn't hack the pace. It's just me and my partner and my daughter. She's 12. So
She's right in the thick of school holidays.
Yeah, so we're really feeling the love, obviously. Yeah.
So you've been kicked out of mum's house, and that's a fair reason to have a whinge, especially with your 12-year-old daughter. Where are you guys hanging out at the moment, Claire?
Well, luckily we have lots of friends that love us. So,
good, yes.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
Couch surfing.
Otherwise, go to the pub. Yeah.
You know what? We love you. And for this little whinge, we're going to give you a bottle of wine.
Oh!
All right?
What's your poison, Claire? Your rosé gal, Shiraz?
I'm an SB actually.
Cheeky SB.
Well, you know what, Claire? I'll text my wife. We've got plenty of SB at our joints, and if you need a place to stay, bring the family over.
We'll put you on the couch.
That's dangerous.
Yeah, you might not get much sleep though.
No, exactly right.
Let's go to Adam from Armidale. Hello, Adam.
Hello, guys.
Hey, g'day, Adam. Wednesday, whinge, wine for a wine. Tell us how the school holidays have been going for you, mate.
Oh, mate, I definitely prefer to work than to have kids for school holidays.
And what do you do for a job, out of curiosity?
I am a Boilermaker sheet metal worker.
There you go. And you'd just rather be, you know, making all of the metal than...
Mate, all that noise wouldn't compare to the kids. I reckon I get more of a headache from the children screaming at each other than anything at work.
Have you managed to get out and about, Adam, with the kids?
I've just got home from going to get milk because my wife's just gotten home about half an hour ago. So I definitely need to get out.
Yeah, and I heard that you've already got 4 cartons of milk in the fridge that haven't been opened yet. Is that right, Adam?
Well, they're actually sitting in the caravan out the front in the fridge.
Give the guy wine.
How many kids you got, Adam? How many kids you got?
He's got all of them.
I've got 4. They range from the youngest is 2, and she's a little girl who's copying everything and doing everything the boys are. Yeah. And I've got 3 older boys from that age to 10.
Oh,
nice bottle
luck,
of
mate.
Shiraz I reckon you need, Adam.
Anything some days. I reckon I'd just... You know, my wife went out with the girls and it felt like a 2-day event, you know.
All right, let's go to Kim in Ellenbrook. Hello, Kim.
Yes, hello.
Oh, g'day, Kim. Wednesday whinge. Tell us how the school holidays have been.
One for a one.
Crazy as well. Kids at home and being a teacher, trying to keep them happy at home as well as relax. But it's been pretty full on.
So you're a parent and a teacher. So when do you get, like, any break?
Not really ever.
Oh, my God. You need so much wine.
I'm pretty good at that.
Yes.
Good. No, you need it. Yeah. I mean.
Yeah.
Do your kids go to the same school as you teach, Kim?
No.
Okay. That'd be a double whammy. Imagine that.
She having just a got shot in the
car. All right, I'm in the car. I'll deal with you at recess.
All right. Bottle of wine coming your way, Kim. You need it.
Yay. Excellent. Thank you.
Dizzy I reckon after he has a, or she has a couple of drinks, then she might get a bit dizzy too.
I definitely
She's from South Perth. G'day, Dizzy.
Hello, Dizzy.
You?
G'day, guys. How you doing?
Oh, what do you want to have a whinge about?
Oh, I want to have a whinge about, right, like, I'm 52, my kid's 23, I took her camping, I let her get dirty, eat dirt, I don't know, stick sticks in your ear, don't care.
Yeah.
All right, I've just been camping and I've never heard so much, now don't come in the tent with dirty shoes. Have you washed your hands?
Okay.
Please take off your dirty clothes. It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon and they already want them to have a bath.
Yeah.
Camping. You're camping, just hose that kid off, wipe its nose.
Parenting
back in the day, like when we were all kids, and it's just completely changed. I so agree with you, Dizzy, and now everyone's just so precious.
Oh, it's so high maintenance, I tell you. I took my kid camping and it's like, oh, damn, I think we might starve. How do you prepare two-minute noodles? I know.
Maybe the next
we'll
time
go
you
over
take,
there, we'll
yeah.
bump my fan. They've got hot water. Excuse me, can I have some of your hot water that you brought, that yeah. kettle you brought? Like, I brought a pot. Like, I was going to rub two sticks together. Like, anyone?
Yeah. Sounds like you might want to leave your 23-year-old camping next time you go. Just leave him there and just go home.
I did.
She threw
the tent in the bin.
Good on you, Dizzy. Fair bit of wine coming your way. Let's go to our number one ticket holder of the Rush Hour. He has all of the Rush Hour tattoos, including a little lamb. Thank you, Mitch. Hello, Mitch. He's in Gossies. Hello.
Welcome back, Mitchell.
How are we, beautiful people?
Oh, going so well.
Now, Mitch, did you hear the big news about Katie Lamb?
I did. Congratulations.
Now you need to wrap a little ring around lamb.
So that was really good with Mitch there because the way that Litchie set it up, did you hear the big news about Katie Lamb? Yeah. Now, of course, he's got to say congratulations. He's got no idea what happened with Lamb.
Yeah, true.
Anyway,
true,
Lamb has proposed the question.
Engaged.
Popped it. Yeah,
Mitch.
That wasn't Kimber.
What? Yeah. Well, there you go. So he listens, Embers.
He does.
Wine for a wine today, Mitch. What's going on?
Oh, look, I'm having a bitch with a beer.
I love that. That's a handy segment.
We've got the three stepkids at home and then my one's coming over this weekend, so it's going to be hell on earth. But one of them's officially banned from out of school club. They don't want him back anymore because he was a bit of an asshole.
Uh-huh, uh-huh, yep.
And, you know, we've got the big playground in the backyard that's gathering rust slowly because they refuse to go outside. It's an allergy for them, I think.
I think so. And these kids these days, these electronics, they're driving us mad.
Oh, yeah. If it's not on an iPad, they are not interested.
But do you, like, light the iPad, though, because does it just keep them quiet?
Only in specific situations, like if we're at the pub with them and they're going to
So basically just like when it's time for you to drink, then you're like, go on the iPad, go nuts.
Absolutely. That's when it's in full swing. Do what you want then.
Don't bother me.
Fair enough, that's parenting 101. I like it. Let's give him a bottle of wine, Leechy. What's your poison? Shiraz, Cabsav?
The missus loves her SSBs.
Let's go. All right. SSB coming your way.
And maybe yours. Beer as well, maybe.
Sneaker cheeky.
Nice from you, Bean Mitch. Bean. Very good.
Looking for your next move in mining and construction? Your success, our service. Silverstone. The Rush Hour's Suburban Search for Silverstone.
$2,000 to be exact, Leechy. That is what's up for grabs on Friday because every week we're going to be hiding a precious silver something somewhere in Perth. And this week, it's a silver pair of footy boots.
That's right, Katie. Thanks to Silverstone. Could the silver footy boots be in your suburb? Now, we know there's a few clues that have been given away already. The first clue was given away on Monday. It was 20.5 kilometres from the Perth CBD.
And then we found out it's north of Perth CBD. And now there's a third clue.
That's right. The third clue today is that the pair of silver footy boots is very close to Wanneroo Road.
Wow. Whoa, okay. So basically on Friday, just after 4:30, you'll need to find the silver footy boots and the cash. $2,000 is all yours.
Close to Wanneroo Road.
Get thinking.
Where could it be?
Yep. There's going to be people that are going to be on Google Maps just doing
$2,000.
$20.5 away.
So funny if someone from the south wins it when it's north.
Oh, go on a bit of a trek.
South.
Yeah.
School holidays. You know what? South people don't like people that live in the north.
No. Nice.
But if you are going to cross the Narrows Bridge,
$2,000
is the reason why you 100%. Want to do it.
Modern Motor Trimmers, Australia's leading supplier and installer of Esri seats.
He's a guy who does this on the footy field.
He's got it now, Wembley. This will bring the house down.
And this off the field.
You wouldn't even know what a goal look.
Triple M's Rush Hour presents Ember's Midweek Footy Report.
Who put that together?
Good on you, Zach.
That's a good laugh. Hey, the AFL have handed Port Adelaide player Jeremy Finlayson a 3-week suspension for using a homophobic slur that he made during last week's game against Essendon. Now, not exactly sure what he said, but the AFL Players Association have come out, and whilst they don't condone what he said, they have actually had a pretty strong statement, and I'll read it to you right now. We believe that the AFL is consistently inconsistent and there are double standards in its approach to dealing with players compared to others. Now, of course, what they're alluding to right now is that Alistair Clarkson, the coach of the North Melbourne Football Club, he made a homophobic slur during a preseason game only about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and he was given a fine.
Right.
So Jeremy Finlayson, a player now, said a homophobic slur, and he's been given a 3-week suspension.
Yeah, okay. So it kind of needs to be even across the board, not a slap on the wrist for one.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So, and that's why a lot of people were talking about this and what he was going to get. And most people that I heard said that he should probably get a suspension, but on the precedence of what the AFL have done with Alistair Clarkson only 3 or 4 weeks ago,
then
there's every chance that he was going to get the fine as well. So I'm not sure if Port Adelaide will appeal. Mm-hmm. They obviously agree that what he said was wrong, and Jeremy Finlayson has come out and he's apologised. Spur of the moment, he said the wrong thing. So it'd be interesting to see what does come from this, though.
Yeah. Okay. And then they're not saying who it was directed to at all.
No, it was an Essendon player. Yep. No one's mentioned anything about the name of the Essendon player. At the moment, that's been kept under wraps. So we don't know that, and we don't know why he said it. But obviously, in the heat of the moment, he said something, and he's, at this stage, will cop a 3-week suspension. Now, the Fremantle Dockers, a little bit of good news coming your way. Big Sean Darcy, well, he is very close to returning. He's at the moment in Adelaide. So, of course, last week, the gather round, Fremantle lost to Carlton. Mm-hmm. They've stayed over because they play Port Adelaide this week.
Oh,
so they've been in Adelaide the whole week. Sean Darcy wasn't there for gather round, but he has flown over. He's expecting to play Sean Darcy. Now, the question was asked to Justin Longmuir, will he be available? And if so, you know, how much time will he be playing?
Yeah, he'll take a little bit of time to build his fitness and get back to playing large ruck minutes like he did last year and has done for us in the past. So it'll look a little bit different in the early stages, whether it's this week or next. Gives us flexibility to use Luke in different roles. I think we probably forget is that Luke was developing into a really good key forward for us before Sean got injured last year, and I think he had 18, 20 goals on the board by the halfway mark of the season. So yeah, he can play in a number of different roles, and so can Sean for that matter.
It'd be great to have him back. And whereabouts are Port sort of on the...
Port haven't lost a game yet.
Okay.
Is that right?
So it's sixth versus seventh. So Port have lost a game.
Lost one
I was going to say, they'd be relatively even though, right? Yeah. That'd
absolutely.
Be good.
And I think the fact the game's in Adelaide it gives Port a massive advantage. Yeah. They're going to be hard to beat this year. But vice versa, if the game was here in Perth, I think Fremantle would probably
but
go
even
in.
And then the fact they've been able to stay for a week.
So helps out big time. Yeah. I think the big question, though, for mine, and the jury still is out, and I'm sure Freo supporters would probably agree with this, can Sean Darcy and Luke Jackson still play in the same side? Mm. Now, I believe Luke Jackson is a ruckman. Now, if you look back to the start of last year, Sean Darcy started the season as a ruckman. Luke Jackson was a forward for his first 4 or 5 games. And for mine, I think he probably struggled a bit as a forward. He definitely didn't have the impact on the game as I thought that he would. Yeah. He was under a fair bit of pressure. The West Australian were getting stuck into him a little bit because obviously he signed a big contract. It was only when Sean Darcy hurt himself that Luke Jackson took his game to another level by playing as a pure ruckman.
Yeah.
So this is what's going to happen. Obviously, it means it's going to be 50-50, maybe 60-40. Sean Darcy is not a key forward for mine. Mm. I think the flexibility for Luke Jackson, he can play both, but I think Luke Jackson is a better ruckman than what he is as a forward. So I think we'll have to wait and see how all that progresses.
New Wealth make property investment possible. That's NU Wealth.
It's time to find Perth's smartest suburb.
How good is Perth?
North, versus South. Battle of the Burbs.
And South lead 23 to North's 19. South used to be the dummies, but now, Albert Einstein grew up in the South.
Clever people. We were bagging the South this time. Well, last year we were.
We were, heavily.
And
now...
Maybe there are universities in the South. Maybe Murdoch University is a thing now. Maybe.
Or maybe they've just started attending uni and not wagging classes.
Maybe.
Because they've been studying.
Yes.
Pete is from Como. He is representing the South today. Hello, Pete.
Hello, how are you?
Pete, wow, you sound smart. Way smart.
Wow.
Is this a Dr. Pete by any chance, Pete?
Yeah.
No.
What do you do, Pete?
I am an engineer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Give her the points. I'm only an engineer.
See if I've got any numbers for you, Pete.
It's all educated guessing.
Well done, mate. We're very good.
Well, you'll be taking on Damien from Balga, representing the North. Hello, Damo.
How you going, mate?
Hey, Damo. You don't sound like an engineer.
No, not me, mate. No, not that smart.
What do you do, Damo?
Oh, pellet racking.
I'll tell you what.
All at Bunnings and stores and stuff like that. So,
You're the best out.
I reckon Damien has got street smarts.
Yeah.
And there's no, I mean, you're looking at someone right now that's got street smarts.
Yeah. Well, they used to call you whack.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right.
Damien's the engineer of the pallets. So, Peach, your buzzer is South. Damien, your buzzer is North. First to 2 points is the winner and gets a point on the board for their right side of the river. Question one.
Name a bridge in Perth.
South. The Narrows.
South. Wow.
Bloody, mate,
so
Pete designed the Narrows.
Yeah.
You know, what? Poor old Damien had no hope right then.
No pallets at the bridge.
My goodness, he put it together.
Yeah.
It was his idea.
Wow.
Right.
Sorry about that.
Damien.
That was engineered.
Oh, coming back.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, good.
I know.
Good.
I am good.
All right.
Very good. Question number two. Name a chocolate bar starting with S.
South
for the win.
Nah.
Snickers.
Wow, and Snickers is delicious. Oh, wow, the engineer just comes on
Damien,
through and
I'll tell
makes
you what,
it
mate, that was. I think that was unfair. Oh, he's come up against a very, very smart guy.
Don't you would have had more
guy.
Snickers than Pete?
He was quick.
Fair enough.
He was quick.
Yeah, he was quick.
Damien's got the usable skills.
Yeah, that's it.
Wow.
Well
Pete,
done,
Pete. Pete from the South, also good at sleeping. Good on you, Damo. Pete, not that you need it, but you've won cash.
Yeah, exactly. $100 is on your way thanks to New Wealth. Make property investment possible. That's NU Wealth. So it's now... 24-19. 133353. We want you to help us and get involved with this.
Triple M Rush Hours. Food crimes. What you gonna do when the food is shit?
I've seen a crime, boys. I've seen a crime.
What happened?
Oh, wow.
Murder?
You don't want to know. So at a Perth pub, we won't name and shame. I also don't know. But at a Perth pub, their Tuesday special... is a palmy served with rice.
What? Palmy with rice?
A palmy served with rice.
With cider chips?
No.
No chips?
No chips. It actually says no substitution for sides.
Did they run out of chips?
For $22.50, you get a palmy served with rice and no substitution for sides. This is a disgrace.
A palmy with rice.
I'm appalled.
Well, you know what? Actually, as much as we say this is a disgrace, and I'll put my hand up. Chips go well with everything, especially a palmy. But I haven't tried it. Maybe it actually works.
Okay. Wow.
I think it would work well with the sauce of the palmy going into the rice. I think that actually
cool. I've got nothing against rice. I don't want you to think that I'm a hater of rice.
Oh, I like rice.
But I've just never, ever heard of such a thing. Palmy and rice? What? However, you're right, Embers, and wise words from you. Maybe we're the ones missing out. Maybe palmy and rice work as a combo.
Maybe.
And this is what we want to know on 133353. Do you have a weird food combo that just works?
So my wife loves avocado and chocolate.
No, that's ridiculous.
Avocado and chocolate?
What do you mean?
Strange. So like sort of, she'll melt like a bit of chocolate on some bread with avocado, and it just
melt some chocolate on bread. That is, yeah, nah. But hey,
hey.
But
well, I haven't tried it.
Yeah,
and I still
it.
Won't try it.
Oh.
So I'm a nerd, and I'm a big nerd on Doctor Who. And there's an episode where the Doctor tries fish fingers and custard.
Yeah.
And it is yeah. actually...
Fish fingers and custard?
It's actually quite yummy.
No.
Yeah, quite nice.
Okay. Fish fingers shouldn't go in custard. That's disgusting.
No, 100% they shouldn't, but it works.
but I do. Hey, I like fish fingers and I like custard.
Yeah.
Boss Tim,
you can't have
he has
that.
Salt and vinegar chips with Tabasco sauce. What? Salt and vinegar chips with Tabasco sauce. Anyway.
I love cracked pepper on popcorn the best.
What? Is that
cracked? You guys
That's
don't
wild.
Have cracked pepper on popcorn.
I just also
oh
think
my
popcorn,
goodness.
Like, go to school.
So, yeah, so you're having salt and pepper popcorn.
So, yeah, so I melt butter on it and then add salt and pepper. It's fantastic. Yeah. Try it one
Oh, my
night.
Gosh.
Oh, my God, who was that?
I thought that was you, Leech. Yeah,
oh, wow.
Actually,
I thought it was
the
too.
No. Okay, 133 weird food combinations that actually work.
Yeah.
And we're not going to knock it until we try it. We might actually try some of these.
We might try it tonight. Who knows?
Triple M Rush Hours. Food crimes, food crimes. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when the food is shit?
Well, or is the food cheese or not? Because we have seen a Perth pub is serving palmy with rice.
It's just a no-go.
Well, we think it's a no-go, but maybe it's genius and maybe it's delicious and maybe we should all be eating
palmy. Maybe they're trying
rice.
To do something different. Maybe they just ran out of chips.
Weird.
I hope that is the best explanation that they can give.
Weird food combos that actually work. Lockie's from Wembley Downs. Hello.
G'day.
All right, Lockie, tell us. You kick things off for us.
So in my household, a bit of a staple is the roast meat and veg, and often we overdo the veg. And so me being a hungry teenage boy, my bacon and eggs in the morning, I'd often be looking for extra things to put in. So the sweet potato leftover roast would go straight in the pan with the bacon and eggs and scramble it all together. It'd be perfect.
Oh.
So sweet potato mixed in with your eggs,
almost like
basically.
An omelette sort of thing.
Yeah,
Lucky.
Yeah, omelette with your bacon and your sweet potato.
Yeah, frittata.
It's giving me frittata vibes.
Yeah, like a quiche.
And very I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, I like that. Too.
I think it could work.
Okay. Especially when you've had a couple that night before as well, and you wake up and anything's going to taste good for you.
Yeah. All right. Good on you, Lucky. I'm going to give that a try. I like that. Kylie's in Maylands. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Kylie.
Weird food combos?
Yeah. So for a marinade, I always put Vegemite and mint jelly for lamb. And everyone's like, that is disgusting.
Wait. Hang on. So you've roasted up some lamb.
With mint jelly. No. I know mint jelly goes really well with lamb.
Yes.
So you mix it together and have it with your lamb.
Yeah. And then Vegemite as well.
So is it like the saltiness of the mint jelly that you like with the Vegemite?
Hang on.
I don't know. It just all mixes together and it's got this like amazing flavour. It's like the sweetness of the mint jelly
it's
or mint sauce.
Not the worst thing.
So hang on. Sorry, this is stressing me out. You've got lamb. You've got mint jelly. Are you using the Vegemite as a separate condiment or you're mixing the mint jelly and the Vegemite together and putting it with the lamb all in one?
Yeah, putting it together. But then it's a marinade.
Oh!
Sounds actually all right, Kylie.
I love Vegemite, love mint jelly, and I love lamb.
And this is the thing, if you're like, I like two of those. Not sure about the lamb bit. Good on you, Kylie. Thanks for your call.
Okay, I might try it, Kylie. Chris is from Lockridge. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Don.
G'day, Chris. Weird food combos. Tell us what yours is.
Frozen pizza with two man noodles and extra cheese again on top.
Love it.
Absolutely love this,
the
mate. This is genius.
On the pizza.
This is great.
Yeah.
And on the frozen pizza.
Break it up,
pizza.
Boil it up.
So.
Yeah, I mean.
Okay, so with the pizza, right? So you cook it in the oven, right? And then you with your 2 minute noodles, you put them on, and then you put the cheese on top, and then you oven bake it again to make the noodles a little crispy.
You boil up the noodles.
Yep.
Then you put the spread it over the you have the pizza defrosted.
Yep.
Then you put the noodles over the top, then extra cheese, then in the oven for 10-15 minutes.
Gotcha.
Job done.
You know what? I reckon that's actually not too bad at all.
It is.
I like that.
A mate of mine, actually, we were going to get, a mate of mine was over and we were going to get orders and pizza. I'm like, hang on, want to try this? And he goes, okay. He loved it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, wow. I like it. Hey, here's a little hack for you too with pizzas too, Chris. The following day, rather than actually putting your pizza in the microwave, which a lot of people do to mm-hmm. warm it up or put it in the oven maybe at times, right? Put it on a pan.
Yes.
Just add a little bit of water.
Yes.
And put a lid on it. Now, you're going to think it makes it soggy, but the actual water...
steams it.
It steams it, and the base of the pizza is crispy. Yes. The cheese is melted on the top. It's the best pizza the following day. In fact, it's probably as good the second day than what it is when you first get
100%.
It.
Cooking with embers.
And it also helps if you've got a cast iron pan as
well. There you go.
That works the best.
Yeah. It just gives it a little bit of crispiness. There you go.
Producer Joel has put Michelle through from Lath Lane Special. Spelled Lathlane.
That is a Lath Lane.
Yeah.
Michelle!
How you going, guys?
Hello, Michelle. What's your weird food combo that actually works?
I actually tried this on a camp once, and it was Weet-Bix and tomato sauce.
No, that's an immediate no.
That is...
Hang on.
No, that's an immediate no. Well, what do you mean? Michelle,
good?
Come on, talk us through it. What happened? How did you even come to be like, oh, are we out of milk? So drown it in tomato sauce.
It was a challenge to not have to take like a drink of water. And I was going, oh, yeah, no, I'll put my name down for it. So I done it. it was 3 Weet-Bix, no milk, no sugar, no nothing, but with tomato sauce on each of them.
That would have taken you forever to actually digest it all. You can't actually eat Weet-Bix, can you? Like when you bite it, like takes forever to actually...
Well, you lose all the moisture in your mouth and so it just dries up and so it's so hard to swallow.
So that was the challenge, Weet-Bix with tomato sauce, but whilst you're snacking on that, you're like, yum, this tastes delicious.
I mean, food's food. I'm going to eat it regardless. I'm not going to let it go to waste.
Fair enough. Hey, what's for dinner tonight, Michelle?
Whatever I can find in the pantry.
Oh, I like that.
Tomato That's sauce. Good.
Really honest.
With Weet-Bix.
Yeah.
Let's go to Heather in Pearsall. Hello.
Hello.
G'day, Heather. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, mate. How are you?
Good. Yeah, very well.
Weird food combos that work, Heather.
Oh, my God, it's so good. You're going to love it.
Oh.
Camembert cheese.
Yes.
Yes.
And Anzac biscuits.
Yeah, I can see it. I can see it.
It's like,
do you know why? Because
think,
I love cheese.
But this is the thing. When you
can't just see it. You've got to eat it.
When you think of a charcuterie board, you've got nuts there and you've got the camembert cheese. So I can see it happening.
Yeah, I can see it happening.
Cheese or anything like that?
So it's got to be Margaret River camembert.
Oh, hello. Well, of course. Yeah, looking after the sponsors. Yeah, nice. Good on you, Heather.
Yeah, well, you know, you can't have Australian Anzac biscuits without Australian cheese.
Fair enough.
Do you
there you go.
For a cheese company?
Yeah, it's good.
Heather, do you work for a cheese company? Because if you do, please supply us some.
Drop us off all of the cheese and the Anzac Day biscuits.
Good on you, Heather.
All right, let's finish off with Pedro Merriwa. Hello, Pedro.
Hey, how you going, guys?
Good on you, Pedro. We're going very well. Weird food combos. Tell us yours.
So mine was like cheddar cheese with banana, man. So what you do is you just slice cheese, a piece of cheese, put it alongside the banana and you just eat it.
Yeah, I could see that.
No, I can't.
I could see that. Add a bit of peanut butter to that as well, Pedro. We're going to be gorgeous.
Peanut butter and cheese.
And banana. Yes, please.
Cheese with banana. No, Pedro, sorry.
It's beautiful. You got to try it.
You know what? That's exactly right, Pedro. You got to try it, Lammy. We don't bag it until we try it.
Oh, exactly.
Leachy.
Hey, Pedro, what are you having for dinner tonight?
Probably some banana and cheese, though.
Yes, well done. Very good.
Lammy, so little Frankie, my daughter, my youngest one, she's about 19 months
she's
at the moment.
She's so cute.
She's so cute. You know what? I agree. And the reason why she is so cute is because she looks nothing like her dad, right? So,
I don't know. I can see a little bit of you in there.
I know you said a little bit, but my wife and I are trying to work it out. She looks nothing like any of the other kids. Now, she, and you know what? Hey, I'm not actually going to be mad about this. She looks like her mum.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing because her mum's a lot prettier than what I am, okay? So when I look at little Frankie, I look at this beautiful symmetrical face, right? Yeah. So her eyes, they are blue, and thank goodness they are blue because her mum's got blue eyes and so do I. So.
Yeah.
Thank goodness they are blue. Now, her eyes are actually, they are very symmetrical in line with her face. When you look at myself, right, I've got a little bit of a lazy eye, okay, gets a bit lazy every time I have a few beers.
Yeah.
So she hasn't got dad's eyes.
Yeah.
Right? She's got this beautiful button petite nose, right?
Yeah.
Definitely mum's nose. Thank goodness she didn't get my potato nose.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
the big
one. Yeah,
exactly.
Big schnoz.
So she's got a nice nose. Her hair is blonde.
Blonde and
blonde and curly.
And that's Katie?
That's Katie because I've got dark hair, right? So, but there is part of me that wishes at times that, you know, she did have some of my features or something about me, you know, because she's my daughter too.
Yeah, of course.
And, you know, maybe you wouldn't think that when you saw me with little Frankie walking down the street because she is gorgeous and she's blonde and I'm not like that.
And everyone always says, oh, Frankie, she's so cute. But then, like, when they fully take after the mum, you're kind of like, oh, cool. Like, what do I get? What do I get?
What about me?
What credit do I get?
Well, I, for a little bit of time today, thought that I had the phone call where my wife finally agreed that we had something very similar. And I was going, how about this? So Katie called today. She was at the museum with little Frankie. And she said, babe, you know how we've been speaking about, you know, the fact that we don't think there is much of Frankie in you? Well, guess what? I found it. I said, oh, what was that? And she goes, well, I saw Frankie today pick up a water bottle and try to drink it upside down. And Katie goes, she's clearly got your intelligence. It's the end of
the world as we know it. Triple M's Rush Hour with Embers and Katie.
Got the touch? Download Tab Touch. Chances are you're about to lose.